A reading from the Revelation of St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 14. Then I saw on the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scrolls or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals." And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and elders the voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the 4 creatures said, "Amen." The elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Todd Kolbaum, Director of Rural and Small Town Missions for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
With Christmas just days away, you might be wondering why on earth we are focusing on a text from the book of Revelation. There are so many other places we could turn to in the Bible for comforting and strengthening words at this time of year, but I posit to you, this text is perfect for us for this day. At this time of year, it seems that our attention should easily be placed upon the celebration of the first advent of Christ, that baby born in Bethlehem, with an eye toward his glorious return. But in reality, we, like the world, often place our focus elsewhere. Literally with wars and rumors of war, teetering economies, health problems and grave illnesses, loss, despair, trial and trouble, it is easy to lose focus. Our celebrations blur into the abysmal fog of this valley through which we trudge. Couple that, then, with the pressure of buying just the right gift, or affording gifts at all, obligations to be here, there, and everywhere in this holiday season, and everything else that comes part and parcel with our crazy, hectic lives. How can we possibly focus on what is truly important? In fact, how can we be joyous at all? But rather, it seems that the world would be just fine if we spent this year's Christmas sad and depressed. And that is exactly what the prince of this world would have you do. Focus on the sin, the shame, the guilt, and the pressure. Cave into the demands of the sinful flesh to buy our way to happiness, wholeness, and even, dare I say, righteousness. Into this depressing chaos, let us allow the word of God to speak. The world and Satan are not in control, but God is. Then I saw the right hand of him who was seated on the throne, a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" Our Heavenly Father's plan to save and sustain his children is written, and it is done. Here he holds that scroll for the worthy one to open. Who is worthy to claim ownership and dominion for this plan of salvation? The Lamb of God alone. The Messiah, the one sent by God to own the sins and sorrow of mankind and to die for them, yet he lives to conquer them. He is the one in the midst of the heavenly throng, laying hold of the scroll, taking reign of his kingdom which has no end. We are the children, the church for whom God has exalted his Son, our Savior, to his own right hand, that we might live with him in eternal righteousness and blessedness. This is why the elder says to John, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Jesus, in his triumph of death on our behalf, wipes the tears from the eyes of his children, and by God's grace through faith, we are those children who, along with the company of heaven, can sing that song before the throne of the Lamb. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God. They shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Amen." In this season, when things can seem so chaotic and hectic, when all hope oftentimes seems to be lost, when depression rates rise and bank accounts drop, let us remember the joy of knowing our Christ, our Savior, that Root of Jesse, that one who came into the world to free us from the bonds of sin, the one who frees us to weep no more, so that we might live in everlasting righteousness and blessedness, so that we might know him and know him in our day of trial and in our day of salvation. For this celebration of the first advent of our God, Christ Jesus, that babe born in Bethlehem, until that day when he returns, may God bless you and keep you, both now and forevermore. Amen.
We thank Pastor Todd Kohlbaum for today's meditation on God's Word.